The words of our text are in the Gospel according to St. John in chapter 1, where we read in verse 29, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." These words of John are very comforting to us. Not to all people, of course, but to those who are troubled by their sins. Many, upon hearing these words, aren't moved at all because they've never come to a knowledge of their sins. They're willing to admit that they're not perfect, but they always add, neither is anyone else. They've never experienced what David experienced when he wrote, "O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. Neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me." If you, friend, can understand what David was talking about, you're fortunate. If God, through his Holy Spirit, has shown you that by nature you have a corrupt heart, not good and holy and pure, but a heart that's sinful. If you are convinced of the fact that every sin, even the sins of your heart, have earned you God's wrath and punishment, you're fortunate. Because then you're willing to listen to the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and you'll find comfort in that good news. It's sad when a person isn't concerned about his sin. For the Bible says the wages of sin is death, not only temporal death, but also everlasting death. John calls Jesus the Lamb of God, and this term was very meaningful for the people of his day, especially for the Jewish people, because the lamb was the chief sacrificial animal in the Old Testament. God demanded that spotless lambs be offered for the sins of the world. And this sacrifice pointed to the coming Savior. It was a picture of Christ, the spotless Lamb of God, who sacrificed himself on the altar of the cross and shed his blood for the sins of the world. When the people therefore saw John pointing to Jesus and saying, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world," they knew that he was referring to the promised Savior. And those who were troubled by their sins found comfort in this message. What a wonderful truth is contained in this message of John the Baptist. Christ came to take away the sin of the world. Martin Luther once said he was so glad that the Bible didn't say that Christ came to take away the sins of Martin Luther, because he would have always had the thought that maybe there's another Martin Luther too, and that he didn't mean him. But when he said Christ came to take away the sin of the world, he was sure that he was included too. And you're included too, friends. The devil doesn't want you to believe this. He comes to you and does his best to try to convince you that you're not included. He says, yes, some people like Peter and Paul and Martin Luther could believe that there was forgiveness for them, but not you. Don't believe the devil when he talks to you like that. Believe what God says. Christ took away the sins of the world. And remember, you belong to the world. And remember, God can't lie. And remember that salvation is by grace, not by merit. It doesn't depend on what we've done or what we've left undone, but solely on what Christ Jesus did for us. Kept the commandments perfectly in our stead. took all our sins for himself, went to the cross, suffered our eternal punishment, gave his life for us. And the fact that on the third day he victoriously rose from the grave proves that God accepted what he did as a full payment for our sins. Our salvation is sure. Believe it, and salvation is yours. So, friend, continue on the road that leads to your Father's home with a happy heart. One day it will lead you there to the glories of heaven, where you can be with your Savior forever. Amen.